Babe, she's big. Now, she followed. To our lochas for me. Number one, that the melachas is better. And then the other aloha that Bakshir Chomepesh was saying, like, Ashkozah Hasachim is muter only EF shall assist in Yavdom. And that question that the Machlekes Chabon and the Jude, and we pass from like the Jude. So on a Geraisa level, it's always muter Machshirim EF shall assist in Yavdom. On a Rabbonim level, so there are three categories. There are certain machshirim that are awesome in Rabbanon, and there are certain machshirim that are mutar and we pass them like that, and there are certain machshirim where it's alochad mir. Now, see base, the Mechaba mentions another basic alochad. Ktsire utchine uptsire uschite bitzeide apal pishei melechas yichon nefesh osrum chachom. One is not allowed to go out in the field on Yom Tov and harvest the wheat, even if he intends to use that wheat on Yom Tov. He's not allowed, let's say, to capture, let's say, fish, to catch fish, let's say, or to capture a deer on Yom Tov. Even if he intends to shecht it and to use and to eat the deer meat on Yom Tov, that is not allowed. The question is it forbidden midraise or is it forbidden midrabron? So on that point there is a machlekes reshem. Now, the Yerushalmi in Beitzeh Teisves Dav Gimel Amud Aleph mentions that Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi in Beitzeh mentions a special drosh. Ach, asher yochel lichol nefesh hu livade yosel lochem. And then the Torah mentions next to it the aloche of ushmarti mesamatzis. And that's the aloche that matzas mitzvah requires shimu. And it requires shimu mishaslishe veilich when the water is poured into the flour. So that means insofar as the posik of Ushmarte Mesamatis is concerned, so it begins with Meleches Lishe. Now, in the Mishnah in Klal Godel, so many Meloches are mentioned, but a number of Meloches relate to the processing of pas. Let's say like Chrishe, Zriye, Ktsire, Tchine, Hakode, Beireir, Lishe. So there are a number of meloches in the order of the processing of pas. Of course, first you plant, and then you harvest, then you grind, then you sift, then you select, then you mix the dough, and so on. So sins next to the posse of Ach Asher Yochel Lechol Nefesh Hu Livade Yosel Lechem is mentioned the posik of Shmarte Mesamatzeis, and Shmarte Mesamatzeis begins the Shimur of Matzah Mitzvah begins in the Meloche of Lishe. So that indicates that is Merameis that in respect to Yechol Nefesh only from Lishe Veilech it's Mutar Zer Yechol Nefesh. But the other meloches that are involved in the processing of pas, like planting, sowing, harvesting, milling, that comes before the lishe. So these are not muter litzirech eichel nefesh, are not muter. That's yidrosh in Yerushalmi. Now the question is it yidrosh gmure? Or it's an asmach. So there is a machlekes rishim. The Rambam, and this is the lashon of the Mechaber, is ktsire utchine uptsire uschite bitzeide אפל פי שאין לך שיחו נפש, או סכום חכומים, זה לושן הרמב״ם. So it's only the Rabbanon. And the Mechaber seems to be machia like the Rambam, that the Droshe is not a Droshe Gmure, the Droshe is an Asmachte. However, the Ramban in Milchameis, in the third Perik of Beitze, he says it's a Droshe Gmure. But what does it mean? I mean, Milishe Veilech, all right, that Chayach in respect to Melechus Sriye, Melechus Ksire, Melechus Trine. So these are involved in the order of the processing of fast. But how about in loche like tzede? I mean, or shchite? I mean, loche of tzede, shchite is mutal tzerech nefesh. But how about in loche of tzede, let's say catching fish, or capturing a deer for the purpose of eating the bosor and yontet? That's not involved in the order of the fasting of Pas. It doesn't relate to Pas altogether. So the Ramban says that the Pshat in this Rosh and Melisha Veilech is not just the Xerus HaKos of Melisha Veilech. It means only Miloches, that the Derech HaElom is to do it piecemeal as he needs it. Let's say when a person cooks. So the Derech HaElom, the average person, doesn't cook for half a year. Well, today you find certain people, they cook for half a year and they put it in the freezer. But I mean, that's not the normal thing. So the normal thing is to cook just for the needs of the day. Certainly, Bizman Matan Torah, that was the normal thing to do. And even after Matan Torah, I mean, in the course of all the years, the normal thing was to do it, piecemeal, for the needs of the day. In other words, you don't cook, one doesn't cook for half a year. He cooks for the food of the day, 2 days maybe sometimes. He bakes for the needs of the day. And the Mashenkei, Mashaintin Ktsire, so it's not the Derech HaElom. He has to eat pas, so he'll go out to the field, he'll harvest some wheat, and then he'll winnow it, the few seeds, and then he'll mill it, and then he'll make a liche and he'll make pas. That's not the Derech HaElom. So when you harvest wheat for the whole season. And the same thing is true about catching fish. One does not, it's not a Derech HaElom, he has to eat fish that day. He'll go to the river, to the ocean, he'll catch a few fishes, and then the next day he'll go out again. He catches fish for a period. So in other words, Melisha Veilech means this is indicative of the meloches that the person does for the needs of the day. Not meichin lizman merube. Mashinkin loches like tzire, tchine, tzire, srite, tzede. So these are the things that the average person is meichin lizman merube. Those meloches, the Torah was not mater litzire chonet. But it's in drosh gmura. The drosh in Yerushalmi. That's what Ramban says. The Ran in Beitze is chelik, and he says it's an asmachte. And the Rambam Shita also is an asmachte. And the Mechaber appears to be machia like the Rambam because he uses Loshon Rambam Osrum Chachom. Emitzin Maso ala Beimo Beyonte. Now what does that mean? That means that the Iser of Mechamer, after all by Shabbos there is an Iser of Mechamer. Now Mechamer involves the love deraisa. L'sasakon locha ato behemtecho. So in other words, Mechamer means, even if he does it b'vehemes chavere, not b'vehemes atzmei. Let's say, he's chirish with the sheya. So he activates the sheya, that the sheya should plow the soil. Or he carries masse, amichameya. So he puts the masse on the chameir, and the chameir carries it in the Rishus Rabin, or Mishus Rabin, Mishus Hayochid. So he's the one who makes the chameir do the melach. It's not that the chameir does it me'atzme. So then he's either allowed the raise, there is no malchus for it, and because it's a lashon lazoras Mishus Bezdin, of course there is no chorus and Mishus Bezdin on the chameir. Only on melachas atzme there is skill and chorus. But on melachas behemte there is no skill and chorus. But there is a lav and no malchus because it's a lav shemitin lazoras Mishus Bezdin. So if somebody does miloche, even b'beimus chaveiri and Shabbos is even allowed the raise. So there is a nisa of doing miloche anyontev b'beimo anyontev also. Now, by Shabbos, so there are two alochas. One aloche is allowed the raise to activate the behemoth to do the meloche. Let's say if he plows the soil with the shea, or he's made some maso on the chameir, even the venus chaveri, he's either loved raise, and then, so there is a mitzvah of shvisas behemte. So one is mechuye to make sure that his behemoth rests on Shabbos. If it is his own behemoth, even if the behemoth by and its own initiated starts to plow the soil, so the owner is mechuyev to stop it. So this halacha in mitzvah masal adin v'yontev implies two things. First, that there is a nisa mechameir even b'emes chaveiran yontev, and then that he is mechuyev al shvisas behemtei. He is mechuyev al shvisas behemtei and yontev. Even though the Ramor in Simen Reish Mem Vov says eino do mitzuve al shvisas behemtei, but so here it means mid Rabbonon he is mechuyev and yontev even in shvisas behemtei. Mukse af al pi shemuta b'shabes echmiru b'yontev v'yosro. In other words, in Miseches Beitzeh, there is a machlekes between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, whether mukse is oser or mukse is muter. Whether mukse is oser or mukse is muter. Reb Yudah says that mukse is oser, and Reb Shimon says mukse is muter. Now, what does it mean in machlekes? There are all kinds of types of mukse. So certain types of mukse are certainly oser. And Yontef and Shabbos, according to everybody, even according to Reb Shimon, let's say mukse de'atche b'yodayim, or mukse l'chozel mide. So in other words, that is certainly oser, even a little bit of Reb Shimon. But the machleket between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon is in respect to a certain type of mukse. Of mukse, let's say, that was not huchan. Let's say a behime that is imedes lichrishi. A behime that is usually used for plowing the soil. So it's not imedes lichrite. So suppose he decides and wanted to share the behime. So that's mukse because it's not muchon. It wasn't prepared, it wasn't set aside, for Shrite. So it's a machlekes between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. Or mukse machmas mies. So there is also a machlekes between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. So there are some Rishenim whose paskin on the basis of the sugya in Beitzeh, beginning of Beitzeh, that on Shabbos mukse is muta, mukse machmashin muchon, or mukse machmas mies, and on Yontev it is osar. Why should Yontev be more homur than Shabbos? After all, Shabbos is more homur, is a nisa homur relative to Yontev. So here nisenes, because Shabbos is Mohammed, so people will not be Mizalze. So that's why the Chachomim were not so Machmer. Mashein Kinyontev is relatively a Nisakal, so people might be Mizalze, so the Chachomim were Machmer. So some Rishonim Paskin like that Sugye, that we Paskin like Rav Shimon in regard to Shabbos, and like Rabbi Yehuda in regard to Yom Tov. So mukse af al pi shemuta b'shabes hechmiru bei b'yom tev v'yoso v'yesh bo de'ad r'sheinim hu paskin v'yesh matirin mukse afil b'yom tev. The paskin completely like Rav Shimon. In other words, that mukse machmashin muchon or mukse machmas mies is muter even yom tev. Avol neilat, let's say like Beitzer Shnol de Bionte, so that is also Lidifreim Afil B'Shabbos, because neilat is more homo than ordinary mukze. V'chol mukze she'eni balchayim, gigen eitzer shal peiris ve'eitzim, in other words, let's say he stored certain peiris, and he doesn't and didn't intend to use them in the immediate future. So suppose he wants to use some of them, an yontep or eitzim that's stored, isage kishyema mikana nineteo, vintzor shiyoshim. So he doesn't have to write down, I'm going to use the eitzim to make him duro an yontep, I mean I'm going to use some of the pears. As long as he has it, as he says that he's going to use some of the peiris stored in the storehouse or some of the eitzim stored in the storage, so then it's enough. So then it's muchan already. Rinsol shiyosh. Umuter lehochin yontef rishon lisheini bibeis yontef shel golyes. Why? Because it's fake the eime. Today we have no Zvegriyime, but today we have to act the way our ancestors acted. And for our ancestors it was a Zvegriyime. They didn't know whether the first day was Chayil and the second day Yontef or vice versa. So Mele it's Mutar to be Meichim Yontef Rishon Lisheini, because Mimonefshach, if the first day is Yontef, so the second day is Chayil. And if the first day is Chayil, so the second day is Yontef. So Mechil Yontef, you're allowed to be Mechim. So except Rosh Hashanah, because Gdusha Arichte, it's not Tzveikri Eime. But other Yontef in Tzveikri Eime, so it's Mutal Hochim, Yontef Rishon Lisheini, the base Yontef Shal Goyim. And then top tzadik vav. Now Simon top tzadik vav deals with Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyes. The Goyes she'esni shnei Yom Tov misofik. Kol ma she'osa berishen, osa b'shen. Bizman Oriye, so the best in the Sanhedrin was the Sanhedrin used to send out shluchim to look for the moon on the high mountains in Eretz Yisrael. And then if the Eidim saw the moon, let's say, on the 30th of the outgoing month, and they were able to reach the Bisabat and before the end of the 30th day, so then the Besdin was Mikadesh the 30th day of the outgoing month as the first of the incoming month, making the outgoing month a host. If the Eidim had not observed the moon on the 30th on the high mountain of Israel, or even they did observe it on the 30th, but they weren't able to reach the Beis Habat before the end of the 30th, so then the Beis Din was Mikadesh the 31st, as was Kadeya, the 31st of the outgoing month as the first of the new month, and making the outgoing month in Molech. Now, then Beis Din sent out Shluchim to inform the Gelo, all those Jews who lived in Chutz Lo'aretz, which day was Mikva as the first of the new month. So many Jewish communities in Chutz Lo'aretz did not know whether the outgoing month was a Hosea or it was a Mole. So Mele, they had to observe 2 days. So even though now we are Mikedea Chodoshim al Pecheshmi, and we have no Sveikes, we have the calendar that was Mikva by Hillel, so we know exactly which day is Yom Tev, but there was a takone sholchom itam the Gemara in Beitze minag avisechem v'yodechem. So in view of the fact that our forebears had to observe 2 days machmas veike d'yeime, so we also have to observe 2 days machmas veike d'yeime. So b'goye she'esin shnei yom tevi nisofi kol ma she'osa b'rishen osa b'shein Boyaminadin Limisha Mizalzobe. Anyone who is Mizalton and Tefshani is Hayev Nidu. Al Chavdalet Dvorim Inadin is Odom. So one of the Chavdalet Dvorim is Mizalzob Yom Tefshani. Vimutsuba Drabonon. Suppose the one who is Mizalzob Yom Tefshani is a Talmud Chochem. Lohoyo Machmir Linadesi. Elohoyo Malkinis. Because Malkine says no one will know. Mashain came. If we are minadi him, so I mean the purpose of Nidu is that he should be isolated. So the public has to know about it. Otherwise, it doesn't serve any purpose, the Nidu. So Mele Talmud Chochem, we hesitate to be minadi. Ein chiluk ben rishen lisheini Elo Lingemes. In other words, of course, Yom Tov Rishon is in the Aiseh, Yom Tov Sheini is in the Rabbanon. But whatever is Oser on Yom Tov Rishon is Oser on Yom Tov Sheini. And there is no Nafkimine except Lingemes. The halacha is that Yom Tov Sheini Ligabimes Kechil Shavu Rabbanon. So it's mutar to be Kaver. Even all the Yisrael, a mess, am Yom Tov Sheini. V'chein likhe lesai. And in other words, we are allowed to dye the eye. In other words, this is reference to the case where he is not a chayle. Kol gufe is boring, but he has a nichush in the eye, in the chay. So, some mele and Shabbos in a Yom Tov it's also before, that's a shvus, because of the Roshem Yisachek some money. So it's also to take a medicine and Shabbos in on. And if he's a chileshim bisakone, chileshim bisakone means either the tnechlash kol gufe or he has to stay in bed. So even if it's not tnechlash kol gufe, but if he has to stay in bed, so he has a din of a chilishim b'sakon. So there are many rishonim and one washing Shulchan Aruch and a Shabbos that every shvus is mutar on Shabbos. And other rishonim say that a regular shvus is also for a chilishim b'sakon. But the shvus of our din shinu, kelachayad, so that is mutar. That is mutar. But that's in regard to Shabbos in Yom Tov Rishon. Mashinkin and Gaution Tepsheni, so not only a chile shenechlok al gupe. But even if he has a michush in one eva, let's say he has a michush in his eye, so he's allowed to be keichel d'ay anion tefsheini chachomu o mater, anion tefsheini rifwe, v'chein likhe even for a michush, v'chein likhe l'esai, oi shocheli she'ein b'isakone, shocheli she'ein b'isakone even though it's not keichel kol aguf. If it's killed for a goof, so according to many of the shamin, so we are allowed to do every shvus, and we are made killed, if it's one loshen shulchan aruch, but yom tev sheni, even if it's a chayli, not kol gufei, but mixas gufei v'neiva, so is also muter every shvus ayin tev sheni, but not a melochig mura on Yom Tov Sheni, even though Yom Tov Sheni and melochig mura is also on Yosem Rabbanon, but that is not muter b'mokim chayim. Oy shochel shem misakon. V'af al pish also b'rishay el al deini Yehudi may misakone. In other words, in Yom Tov Rishin only Amir Noch is muter b'mokim chayim. But Ishbus al the Israel is osa, but Yom Tov Sheni it's muta. Bisheni muta apir al the Israel. Chutz, in other words, if it's Ishbus, not in Lochig Mura. Chutz mi Yom Tov Sheni shal Rish Hashono, di shnei yomim idush achas arichtehem. So, in other words, on Rosh Hashono, so it is Osea, so because it's Dusha Arich, so it's considered like Mirabonon, it's considered like Yom Tov Rishon. Vidatke Shvuz de Rabonon, Dum Yedimit Chaleine, which is also Misat Rifui, Avol Av Miloche, in Loche de Raise, even though on Yom Tov Sheni it's only Yosem de Rabonon, also in Israel, say, a feel of Yom Tov Sheni. Now in Siv Gimel is a very relevant Siv. Bnei Eretz Yisroel shebo lechutz loretz, if a resident of Eretz Yisroel visits chutz loretz, asurim la'aseis meloche b'Yom Tov Sheni. Now this is a very relevant aloche, and unfortunately there are many psakim which, in my opinion, are Shaloi Kedin, neged the Psak of most Rishenim and Achreim. So this is a very relevant halacha. Bnei Eretz Yisroel shebo lechutz loretz asurim la'aseis meloche b'Yom Tov Sheni. If the Bnei Eretz Yisroel visits chutz loretz, he is not allowed to do meloche in chutz loretz. In chutz loretz on Yom Tov Sheni, b'yishuv, afilu da'atel arzeh, even if he came here for a week, and it's da'atel arzeh, so he's not allowed to do meloche. Why? Because of the aloche of chumrei hamokim sheholach lishom, since even though it's da'atel arzeh, so he has to adhere to all the chumrei hamokim sheholach lishom. Now, and this is something that some rabboni in Israel pasten, in my opinion, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, it's against Rav Pasten, even though they pasten that way. Now, except for the Taz, so practically all the Rishonim say that this aloche, the Daiti Larzeya, so Bitzine, he doesn't have to adhere to the Chumrei Hamokim Sheholach Lishom, does not apply to Yom Tov Sheni. And that is mentioned by so many Rishonim, and that is the Shite of all the Poskim, except the Taz. The Taz is Yochit, and practically all Rishonim say the contrary, that even though the general rule is that you don't have to comply with the Chumre Amokim Sholach Lishom Ritzine, but Yom Tov Sheni is different. Because Yom Tov Sheni is not really Mineg Yom Tov Sheni. It's based upon Mineg. But Yom Tov Sheni is a special takone. Sholcho mitam. Hizoharu b'minag aviseichem. Hizoharu b'minag aviseichem miyodeichem. So true that the takone was the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Chutz Lo'aretz have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. Not Bnei Eretz Yisrael, but since it's a minhag for all Klal Yisrael, so Rishayim, most Rishayim say that even Betzine is not allowed to do Miloche in Chutz Lo'aretz, even though by law. The Taz is the only one who is Matir Betzine to do Miloche. But that's contrary to the Psak of the Sheet of the Mechaber and the Ramor and all the Poskim. The Taz is Yochid. So to rely on the Taz when all the Poskim Achilik on him is a big bikule. And even though there are Rabbonim in Israel who Poskim that way, but I don't think that there is a basis for that Psak. Afilu Daiti Larzeh, the whole Zmanish. So there is no question that in so far as Meloche is concerned, if the Bnei Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Lo'aretz, even if he comes for 1 week only, and he's daiti l'arzeir, and even let's say he's married, and he comes by himself, leaving his wife in Eretz Yisrael, so he's not allowed to do Meloche, period, even the tzinek. Behold, man shall yegi al yishuv afilu. But when do we say that he's not allowed to do meloche? That's only if he already reached the yishuv. But suppose he's still on the boat. Behold, man shall yegi al yishuv afilu ein daitel arze amuter lifishadayin lo yhukva li eskenes. In as much as he is a Ben Eretz Yisrael and he did not arrive at one moment in Chutz Lo'aretz, he is on the water or he is in Midbar, so Mele he still has the same din as if he had been living right now in Eretz Yisrael. Mutal Lifshadayim Lufal Yis Kimeison. Aber wenn ich gehe an die Yishuv, wenn die Telase nasse kemeison, wie Osser, bin die Midbar, bin die Yishuv. Wie Cholchutz mit Chum, ein Nesten in Olof, Humre, Mokim, Scholach, Lishom. Now, dem Chaber in Shochan Oruch does not discuss the Din of the Ben Chutz Loretz, Scholach, Leeretz Yisroel. And it's Daitelar, doesn't discuss it. He only discusses the status of the Ben Eretz Yisrael Sheholach Lechutz Loretz. How about a Ben Chutz Loretz Sheholach Ben Eretz Yisrael? The Mechaber doesn't discuss it. But first, let's see what the din is with the Ben Eretz Yisrael Sheholach Lechutz Loretz. And it's daiti l'arzeh. So, b'farhes yeh, of course, he's not allowed to do meloche, even according to the Taz. B'tzine, so the Taz is a yochid who says he's allowed to do meloche. But all the other poskim are chilek on the Taz, and I can't understand how we can rely on the Taz when the Taz is a shitas yochid. And all the poskim achelikanim, and so many of the shamim say the contrary. But that's in regard to meloch. How about tfilas? How should he behave himself? So in respect to tfilas, if he's a ben Eretz Yisrael, shebol lechutz loretz, sorry, and daiti l'arzeh, So in respect to tefillas, he has to be made like a ben out of soil. That means, on the second Yom Tov, he davens a chile dike. A chile ke yishmineshre, I mean, and on the second Yom Tov, so he puts on tefillin, and he puts on tefillin, like it ben out of soil, only in respect to meloche. So there is a loche of humre hamokei, but there are two limitations mentioned by the Tshuves Radvaz, and the Mogen Avraham mentions the Tshuves Radvaz and the Smashma that he paskens like the Tshuves Radvaz. One limitation mentioned by the Tshuves Radvaz is that if a Ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Loretz, is Daitel Azir, but he intends to stay Yudbeis Chedesh or more in Chutz Loretz. The child is Negeye, listen, you know, that Neyakive Shlichim or somebody who is sent as a student under an exchange agreement to study here in university, in college, so for several years, it's Daitel Azir, but the daite is to stay here at least two days chedesh. So the Charles Chivas Chatva says, if it's daite larzer after the days chedesh, so he has a din of the ben chutz loretz, even though it's daite larzer. That's one limitation. The other limitation that is mentioned by the Radvaz, which is not so explicit, I mean, it's a, you can say, you can explain it in a special way, but on the surface it appears that the Radvaz imposes another limitation. If the Ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Loretz, is Daiti Larzer within the Beis Chedesh, but he comes here with his wife and his children to stay here, let's say, a few weeks, less than the Beis Chedesh, inasmuch as he didn't leave his wife and children, his family, let's say, suppose he has no children, but he comes here with his wife, so he didn't leave his wife in Chutz Loretz, but he comes here. Now he didn't leave his wife in Eretz Yisrael, but he comes to Chutz Loretz together with his wife, even though he's daiti larzer after a few weeks, but inasmuch as he moved here with his wife, so we say there is a possibility that he might stay here, and if he's not going to stay here permanently, but he'll stay here a few years more than the Beis Chedesh, so Mimele, for the duration of his stay, even though it's Daiti Larzer, he has a din of the Ben Chutz Loretz, and he has to be misnaik like a Ben Chutz Loretz in respect to everything, in respect to Tfiles, in respect to Tfiles as well. Rav Meisha Feinstein is Shoda Binagre in the second Radvaz, and he explains it in a special way, but it's not so poshut. However, in the case where he intends to stay more than the Beis Chedesh, so then there is no suffix that he has a din of the Ben Chutz Loretz for the duration. In other words, those, you know, who have a position in the consulate, and they stay here years. They stay here years and they raise the children. So in other words, even though it's Daiti Larzer ultimately, and they come from Eretz Yisrael, but while they stay here, so according to the Radvaz, they have the din of Ben Chutz Loretz, and they have to be Misnaik exactly like all other Bnei Chutz Loretz. All right, that's in regard to Ben Eretz Yisrael Shebol Chutz Loretz. How about Ben Chutz Loretz who visits Eretz Yisrael? So the Mechaber doesn't discuss it. Now, so one thing is clear. Insofar as melacha is concerned, so there is no doubt that if Ben Chutz Loretz goes to Eretz Yisrael for Yontev, and he's taken Lorazer right after Yontev, he is not allowed to do melacha and Yontev Sheni, according to everyone. And anyone who paskens is allowed to do melacha and Yontev Sheni just paskens against the din. That's against everybody. There is no one shita, not even in Shitas Yochid, that he should be allowed to do melacha if it's daiti larzeh to chutz lochei. So of course melacha is not allowed to do any Yontev Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. Bifahesye and bitzi, according to everybody. Even according to the Taz is only in the other case, but not in this case. But the question is, how should it be made in regard to tefillahs, in regard to mitzvahs, let's say about the second Seder, the second night of Pesach, so should he perform a Seder and make the broches, you know, Amin, Olachilas Matzo, Olachilas Morer, and eat Kerach, and Amin, and Seder Agode, with everything, or not. So on that point, there is a machlekes between the Chacham Tzvi, and the Bes Yosef. Now, the Bes Yosef doesn't discuss it in Shulchan Aruch. No, I don't think that he mentions that he discusses that in the Bes Yosef and the Tur. But in the Chuvis Bes Yosef, Afkas Reicher, he discusses it, and the Bes Yosef passes that he ben Eretz Chutz Loretz, Shebol Eretz Yisrael, and his title Arzel Chutz Loretz. So of course it goes without saying he's also to do Meloche. That's according to everybody. But he has to be misnayik in every way in regard to mitzvahs, in regard to tefillahs, like the Ben Chutz Loretz, as if he had remained a Chutz Loretz. He remained a Chutz Loretz. In other words, he doesn't put down tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni, and he has to observe the second Seder, the second night of Pesach, and he has to make the broches and everything. The Chacham Tzvi is chelik. The Chacham Tzvi is chelik. Why is the Chacham Tzvi chelik on this Yosef? Because in regard to mitzvah, so there's a meaning of Bortesi, so Mimele, since he's a ben, since he's in Eretz Yisrael now, even though it's Daiti Larzeh, so in respect to mitzvahs, as far as tefillahs and mitzvahs are concerned, so he has to deport himself like he ben Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Pasa Shulchan, and look at that, he was a Talmud of the Gro, so he says that the minig of Holy Soil is like the Afkas, like the Bes Yosef, not like the Chams. I hear that today in Israel, the Arabonim who passed like the Chacham Tzvi, and they say that he has to observe a day and a half. I mean, that's an expression in Melitze. A day and a half means he doesn't do Meloche, but in respect to tefillahs, to mitzvahs, he has to deport himself like a Ben Eretz Yisrael. But I don't understand that Psaak, the Pasa Shulchan, says that the minig of Holy Soil is like the Bes Yosef, and the Chink, when he says that all the poskim passing like Bes Yosef, why should we overrule that psak that has been maintained in the course of all the generations? I don't understand it. But the Rabboni and Rabboni Uvoki who passed in that way a day and a half, but those who passed him that he does, he has to observe only one day, that's not a psak altogether. Because there is no such chite that he ben Chutloret, Shebol Eretz Yisrael, Daiti Larzer, should be allowed to do Miloche, even Bitzine in Eretz Yisrael, and Tashit.
Thank you.
Simon Top Tzadik Zion deals with Achone and Yontef. And Yontef, you're not allowed to use or even to be mitaltel something that wasn't Muchon before Yontef. In Tzodim, Dogim, in Abidrim, one is not allowed to catch fish from a fish pond. Even though they already kept within the limits of the fish pond and it's very small, so they are already caught, but in view of the fact that fish are not seen, they are not visible, so mele, when you catch them, it's considered tzeidah. After we mock him, shein mechusorim tzeidah. Lipi she'abi ve'rochef harbe, ve'adogim nismotim ve'ilich ve'ilich, because they are not visible, they are beneath the water. The Mogen Avraham points out, if the fish pond, is so small that the fish are always visible, so then in Achaname, he doesn't involve the Nisa of Tzeid. Dogim v'eifes v'chayo she'in mukse, in other words, fish or fowls or certain animals that are, let's say, are not kept in the house for food, but they are kept outside, in boreas, so they're not muhon, a mashkinei sabion. In view of the fact that it's mukseh, some mele, it's also midrabonon, even to be mashkinei sabion. V'neisnin lifnei mizenes. Why? After all, the giving of mizenes, of water, to the fowl, to the fish, to the animals, does not involve any tiltul. Because in view of the fact that they are muta b'achile, I mean you can shech them, and it's muta b'achile, so mimele, if it would be allowed to give them mizenes, he might decide to take them and to shech them and to eat them. And since they are mukze, so you're not allowed to take them. So because of that, it's also mirabonon, even to give mizenes to dog meifes b'chayo. Masha'in kein, if it is a behemot meyo or a chayot meyo, that's not possible to be used for achile, so you're allowed to give mizenes to that chayo, let's say a cat or a dog, because it's not, there is no choshe. Maybe he will take them and use them. So b'neis nutnim, is in a shemo yobay nikach mehem, b'chol ma she'oseha, li'ochlei, oi li'ishtamish bei, b'tnei shu mukce is osa li'talke. A philosophic tzeide is osa. In even, let's say it's a sophic, whether it involves tzeide or it doesn't involve tzeide, whether it's already nitzed or not, so it's also osa. Now, if we say, now I mentioned a few days ago, when we learned the sif in the Shulchan Aruch about tzeide being osa and yonte, even though it's litzirich eichel nefesh, so there is a ma- לכל נפש הוא אך אשר ירוך לכל נפש הוא לבד היות אלוכם. And then the Torah mentions the הלוכה of ושמרתם את המצית. So the Yerushalmi in Beitze darshan the Tnichut. In as much as the Posik of אך אשר ירוך לכל נפש הוא לבד היות אלוכם is mentioned next to Ushmatemes HaMatzeis, and Chimur of Matzeis begins at Lishe, when you pour the water, so that means that the Meloches HaMutoreis Bishvileich HaNefesh HaYontev, so Melishe Veilich. But the other Meloches, not Melishe Veilich, are Asuris. What's the Pshat Melishe Veilich? How about Seder? That's not in the order of the processing of Pas altogether. So Rishenim explain it. It means Melishe Veilich because from Melishe Veilich, so is the Derech Meodom to prepare whatever you need for the day. Let's say when you have, you need food for the day. So it's not the Derech Meodom to cook and prepare for the whole season. Every person cooks and bakes whatever food is necessary for that day. Mashenking tzire, trine, or tzede, so it's not a derb niodom to go out into the field and bekeitzea a few seeds of wheat and to mill them. But he's keitzer enough wheat so that he'll have for the whole season, and then he mills it, he steich on it for the whole season. So that's the pshat min lishe veilich. Lishe is indicative of the meloches, where the derb neodom is to prepare for that day, not to prepare for the whole season. But the question is it in Rosh Gmura or it's an asmach? So according to the Ramban, it's a drosh gemura, and midrash you're not allowed to be keitzer on yomtev, to be teichen on yomtev, to catch fish on yomtev, even though you want to use it litzirech echol nefesh of yomtev. But according to the Rambam, and the Ramban, it's an asmachte, it's only midrabon. So bishleime, if we say like the Ramban, that it's a drosh gemura, that tzedah on yomtev is also midraise, so you understand this why the Mechaber says, as the Mechaber says, a philosophic tzede osa, can you to this chayo dog in the efesh or your pus in the rasyontev, or mocha meise behem, asur in elem, can you do ash in it zudim begay? But, because fake the raise, but according to the Rambam, that's nasmachte, ed midraise, tzede, is muter, and Yom Tefu Tzerech HaNefesh. So it's a Sopik Darabron. So the Rav Amiri explains it. The Rav Amiri explains it, and all the and all the Nesikelim. But the Rav Amiri says it in Beitze because it's a Dovah Sheyeshli Matirin, because he can use it after Yom Tef. So Mele Dovah Sheyeshli Matirin, so we don't say Sveike Darabron Likul. Vim mota hamitzudeis mikulkolis in Berev Yontev. So, v'yodua, so it is obvious that they were caught in the net before Yontev, because it couldn't have been caught on Yontev because it was already mikulkol. So, v'yodua shemerev Yontev mitzudu, so it's muta. Sofik muchon muta biyontef sheni mishum dehaves veksveti. Now, if it is sofik muchon and it's yontef sheni shokol yes, so then it is muta. Maybe it was already muchon erev yontef. Assuming it wasn't muchon erev yontef, maybe it's chayl because it's yontef sheni. So it's veksveti. Now, in the time of Zman Rie, when it was actually Sofik, whether it was Chel or Yontef, so you understand, it was a Sfekstek. But now, Bizman Hazeh, that we are Kodei HaKodoshim al Pecheshm, according to the Cheshm of Hillel HaSheni, that he was Kodei, so we have no Sfekes. We know exactly, I mean, whether a certain outgoing month is a chosa or a mole. So, but there is a takone, shalukhum itam, hizuaru b'minaga v'sichem yodeichem. But it's not sofik, So Mele, why should Sofik now? The Mechaber doesn't mention it for Zmanariya, he mentions it for us. So why does he say Sofik Muchon Mutavion Deshemish Abisvexveike? Now there is no Sofik, it's also Bitirasvadai. But the Morgen Avraham points out that this din in the Mechaber, Bizman Azeh, is told in the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivet. The Rambam Shiti is now, there is a loche, the Mishnah says in Eretz that that a person can, if he wasn't matrish Tumas Maisres, Erev Yontef, and then he has to eat an Yontef, an Yontef is not allowed to be matrish Tumas Maisres, so he has an Eitze. He is mafris Trumis Maisres the first day Yontef out night, and he says as follows: if he doesn't know whether the first day Yontef is Yontef or it's Chayil, so he says, if it's Chayil because the outgoing month was a Choseah, so today is Chayil, so then I mafris, I'm allowed to be mafris. And if it is Yontef, so in the void loom, so I'm not mafris. And then the second day, he again makes half roshi, all at night. And he says, if yesterday was chayil and today is Yontef, so in the void loom today, because I was already mafris yesterday. And if yesterday was Yontef, so today is chayil, so I'm mafresh now, and then the second day he's allowed to eat the peiras limonefshach. Either he was mafresh on the first day, or he was mafresh on the second day. So the Rambam said that was only shayer bisman ariye. So there was a real topic. But today bisman hazeh that is al pecheshbon, so there is no topic, and we have to observe today's Yom Tev. Because he's all minig abiseichem biyodeichem, so he cannot be masnit nai, because he knows that the first day is Yom Tev and the second day is Yom Tev. How can he be mafrish? How can he be mafrish? The Raivet is chenik. So what is the shita of the Raivet? The Raivet shita is that even though we bintzias don't have a sofik, but in view of the fact that the Takone was so in other words, we have to deport ourselves like our forebears. Our forebears had this topic. We don't have this topic. But we have to act as if we had this topic. So our pedin, it is considered to be topic. So mele, this aloche, the Mashal says, that this aloche of sofik muchon mutav yontef sheini mishum dehave svek sveike is only true according to the shita of the Raivet, but it's not true according to the shita of the Rambam. And the Mashal, he paskens like the Rambam that today he doesn't have a din sofik tzvadai, because we are pkin b'kvir diyarche, so mele it's not svek sveike. So Sofik Muchon Bizman Hazeh B'Yontef Sheini is also awesome.
We left off Simen Tov Tzadik Zayin Sifei in Sochar Amas Amayim Bichnise Uvitzie Me'arav Yontef. Before it was mentioned that one is not allowed to catch fish in the fish pond, even if it's a very small fish pond, on Yontef, because in view of the fact that the fish slip away and they're not visible, so are not caught yet, so by catching it you are committing a maizetzeh. But suppose it's considered caught already before Yontef, im socha amas amai, if he blocked it and machlogret pichnise vitzie, if he, at the entrance and the exit of the pond, me'erev Yom Tov, so the fish have no way of slipping away because it's blocked on both ends, at the entrance and at the exit, so it's already considered nitzet me'erev Yom Tov. Mutach likach menu dogim Yom Tov, the haveli nitzudim ve'indim, mi'achar sh'amas ha'mayim, titzoro, in view of the fact that it's very narrow, small, and in addition, the entrance and the exit are stopped, are plugged, so mele bin yichin li samid, they cannot slip away. So they are considered nitzed me'erev Yom Tov. Avozim bitanigelim biyenim shebibayis or shebichotzea, hoim dim la'achila, mutal itzeidom bin tzor zimun. In other words, the geese and tanigelim, yenim shebibayis or shebichotzea, is aimei me'erev Yom Tov for achila for shrite. So mele, it's muta to take them, it's not an act of tzede. Ve'intzor zimun, and it's not mukzi either, because since they are kept in the house or in the chotzea, so it's already mukhon from Erev Yom Tov. Shochol chayo ve'id, shem chusorim tzedo, in other words, if it's still necessary to do a certain act in order to apprehend them, so shetzorach lima hobin mutzudot mitzdeno, it's necessary to spread a net, in other words, in order to catch them, so that means they are not mitzedes yet me'erev Yom Tov. Also itzeidon v'litin lifnei mizeinis, so in other words, it's also to be taught them mimele, it's also even to give them mizeinis like this. So if it's Mizneison Alecho, the Amin Echayu Beid that are kept in the Rishus of a person, and it's his responsibility to feed them, so it's Muta to feed them on Yom Tov. But inasmuch as here they are still Mechusorim Tzeido, and it's not Muta Ba'achile, you can't, Shchite is Muta, but you can't, before you shech them, you have to be tzot them, and you're not allowed to be tzot them. And Yom Tov, so mele the Chachomim Asar didn't to give them mizeinis, because if he'll be allowed to give mizeinis, maybe he'll forget and he'll take them, and he'll catch them too. But v'chol sheim mechusorim tzeido, muta, but if it's not mechusa tzeido, muta li tzeido, because it's not, it doesn't involve an act of tzeide. And shchite is muter alitzei lechol nefesh, bilite, and it's muter to give them mizeinis also. We left off Simen Tov Tzadik Zayin, Sif Ches, Ayu Tzvi Shekonunu Biparves, suppose an ayu and tzvi, so made nest, or set up a layer in Parves, in the old Biaforim, Vadayim in Ktanim Shem Tzor Seder, and then gave birth to Ktanim that are easily apprehended. So Mimele, when you catch them, when you capture them, so you're not doing Imaise Seder because they are easily apprehended. So is mutorim leizimun. So then you are allowed to take them because it doesn't involve any act of tzedek.
say that, and he doesn't involve the Nisa of Mukseyecha also either, because they are aimed for Achim. Vidapke bipardes asomuch liyah. Only if they are raised in the pardes, in the ranch that is close to the city. So they are aimed for Shchite, for Achim. But if they are chutzli and boreas, they say, what is considered somuch liyah within the suburb, within the limits of the city, there's biseich shivim amo. I mean, in other words, if it is shivim amo and two-thirds of an amo, that's an amo is six fochim, so within 70 amo, 70 cubits and four fochim. So that's considered the limits of the city, within the suburb. So then they are considered muchon, the dietary liar, so he doesn't involve the Nisa of Mukse. V'yoein, but the mother, apiluzinim einlo, eilo ilo. Even though the mother is also meres lishchite, but the mother cannot easily be apprehended. So in other words, it requires an effort in order to capture the mother. So mele, it requires a maise seide, which is also an yontef. So even if he was nizaming before yontef, he said, I intend to capture, but it's not effective. Kim shem chusares seide. Yeni sheiver, yeni aliyah. Suppose you have in a nest, you have pigeons, vitziporim, shekonu betvichim. Tvichim means tvicheres abnuyim vikselim likanonom bohem oifis. The birds came in the kele that is attached to the kesel. Also let's say that. Why? Because it involves the maise seide. Why do it involve maise seide? Because they are not easily, in other words, in the morning they fly away, but at night they come back to sleep there. So mele, they are not within the control of the owner of the house. So it requires a maise seide, and seide is also rayonte. So some mele also is seidon, the firochen zimu lehem. So even if he spelled it out, Arab Yomtev, that he intends to capture them, but it's also to capture them. Pahanim milabi daily, only big ones. So then they easily slip away. Abob tanum sheinam africhim, they don't slip away during the day, so they are easily apprehended. So they don't require my seide, mutalit seidon. But since they were not aimed for Shchite before Yontep, so it requires Imaise Zimun. He should say that he intends to take them and use them on Yontep. Abo Zimun says, Kesa to Azimun, what is the Zimun? Emel Zev is there on an April Moch. In other words, he has to spell out, this pigeon I'm taking, that pigeon I'm taking. He doesn't, it's a machlokes in the Mishnah in Beitza between the Shammah and the Siyah, whether Zimun requires a mice and a nua be coupled with it. The Siyah say no, it passed by the Siyah. In Tzorchlanam, Avo Beimah Mikanan in Eitel Moho, Loisage. But he has to specify these two pigeons I'm going to take. But let's say he has a nest with many pigeons, and you say, from this nest I'll take out pigeons. That's not enough. Im zimen kola sheidech, vim tzor chalol zuk, einei meil. So suppose he said, well, I'm setting aside the whole nest, and the nest has 50 birds. But the truth is, he only needs two. So it's just, you know, a subterfuge. So then this Zimun is no Zimun. Vimu Efshashi is Torah Kolashidech. But suppose there is a possibility that they'll have to take on Yontif all the 50 pigeons. So then it's not a subterfuge. So then it is a good Zimun. And even if it turns out that the guest didn't come, you know, he's expecting guests, and then it turned out that the guest didn't come. So he only needs his zug, so then it's all right. Bimu efshe sheistorech kol hashivach, yochel hazmin kol hashivach, ulmocho neitel mashitzor. Zimen shnayim umotzo shleisho. I mean, all these halachas are mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Gemara days. Suppose he was mizamein two pigeons. And then, in the same place where he was examining two pigeons, he found three. Oizimen shcherim olivani, bikonim amavdirim b'mchitzim, umotzo shcherim mokim livonim, olivonim mokim shcherim, asurim elohim keim akio. Otherwise, so we say, since he prepared the shcherim in this compartment, and the livonim in that compartment, and then on Yom Tov he found that it's the other way around, so we don't say he just switched. Why should we say he just switched? So we say we say that it's others. These flew away, and these are others. Now, that's the reason as to why it's a seer. But why in Zimun Shnayim Moshe Shleisho? Because then, since he was Mizamin too, so one is a new one. It's not Muhon. So Meili Zosa. But the question is, there is a din of bitul d'rov. So if there is two out of the three are the muhon, and one is not a muhon, one is not a muhon, and most Rishonim say that bitul d'rov doesn't mean double, means more. The shita of the rov is that rov, bitul d'rov means double. In other words, when you have, let's say, you have four heter and two iser, so you have double. But if you have three heter and two iser, you don't have double, you just have more, so that's not bitul d'rov. But most Rishonim say, even if you have more, not double, not kefil, so it's bitul d'rov here, two out of the three are the mechonim. One is, and here, as a matter of fact, you have double two. You have double two, because just one is there. So according to all the shame, there should be bitul d'rov, you have double two, because one is iser and two is heter, so it's double the iser. So there should be bitul d'rov. So Rishonim explain it because the Siddur Shviyesh Lamatirin to be muter after Yom Tov. So Mimele, by Siddur Shviyesh Lamatirin, there is no din of bitul d'rov. Zimen Gimu Motzo Beis Mutor. Zimen Gimu Motzo Beis Mutor. Vafilu Hoyom Kishorim Biyachat. So we still assume that the two that he found are the two old ones. Where is the third one? The third one flew away. But suppose the three were tied to each other. Someone of Shech, if the two, how is it? The two remained, sometimes it unloosened itself. So one flew and unloosened itself. And loosened itself. So Mele, we don't have the Cheshish that it's other. אפילו היו מבישורם ביחד מנתכם הדוד. זימן בשיח הקן, ומוצו לפני הקן, suppose he prepared certain birds for Yontef inside the nest, and then he found them before the nest, not inside the nest, אסור. Because we say, since he prepared the birds inside the nest, and he didn't find any inside the nest, he only found outside the nest. So we assume that those that he prepared inside the nest flew away. And those that he finds now on Yontev, outside the nest, they are new birds that he wasn't made. Dim is hakam wat op nea kan asur, dim eens die seem kan echot. Hareu mitor, but suppose that in the whole vicinity, in the distance within a radius of 50 amo, so there is no other nest of birds, so and we are dealing with birds that cannot fly, that hop, mudadidim, they are crippled. And they can only hop. So the Gemara says in Beitze that a crippled bird, so the maximum that it can traverse by means of hopping is 50 am, not more. So Mele, if he was Mizam Besechakan, and the motor with Neakan is Asur, but if in the whole radius of 50 am, there is no other nest, so then we have to come to the inescapable conclusion that those that he finds on Yontek with Neyakan are the same that he prepared the Arab Yontek inside the camp, because otherwise how would they come here? From another nest, but other the nest is beyond the 50 amo radius, and since they are crippled, so they couldn't have traversed such a distance. If they are crippled and they only hop, if they're not crippled and they can fly, because then it's very likely that they came from a nest that is 100 amo away, 150 amo away, 200 amo away. Avun mafrichin asurin, v'afilu yishkan echod b'seichnu namo, even if there is another nest within 50 amo radius, so then it should ordinarily be also, because it's very, in all probability it came from that nest which is not muchon. That's what we should say. But however, imu b'keren radius, if he is the other nest that is within the 50 amo radius, happens to be at the corner, not in a straight line from this nest, so in view of the fact that they only have to have only, so true that a distance of 50 amo, even a crippled bird, it usually traverses, but is only traverses if it can see. But if it cannot see, then it's afraid to fly. And mishum the whole heichadim mudadid devil hoda chazeli kanyeli mudadim the im hizmin teichakan umotzal pesachakan mutol. In other words, there's a ra. So in other words, only if zimin b'seichakan umotzal neyakan. But suppose Mamesh at the doorway of the nest, so then it's the umdeh, since it is at the door, that is the same, only if it's outside but closed, but if it's at the door of the nest, so then we take it for granted that it's the same birds that he prepared inside the nest. Any Yehudi sheva do only soil beyond it, neyemo, Tanim Mishepre Sheishli V'Yir, suppose a goy brought him a tonne to his soil, pigeons, from his sheva that he has in the city, Kiven Shemitzori Seide, so in view of the fact that he doesn't require Seide, why? Because they are very little. So then they are easily apprehended. So it wasn't also, to get them unwanted, to capture them unwanted. So mitorin, so then it's mutar, he can use them, these pigeons. Hashechet behemo b'yontev, if somebody shechts behemo b'yontev,
So then,
in the Hester the Bedek, make sure that it's not a treife. So Hester the Bedek, at least the lungs, the rear, because a silche is very much in the rear. So the proper practice is that first he should flay the behemoth, and then he should inspect the rear. So table shall yibdek achiyach. He should take off the hide. In his real effect, that he intends to take off the hide anyway, because he wants to prevent any nisrecho. I mean, it shouldn't has to show him start to emit a bad odor. So because of that, he wants to flay it, to take off the hide. So the better practice is that he should first take off the hide and then be bathing the ray. Luyiv shall yiv the kachi yivshi. She intends to pray for, because suppose he is bathing the ray before he is paid mafshit, before he flays it. So, and he finds isirch in the ray that it's a pray for. So then he's not allowed to be mafshit, because akshote is in loche de raise akshote. But I don't have, if it is muter, if it can be eaten, it's erich or nefesh. Mashenkin, if it found it, it's rapish, it cannot be eaten. Anyway, some mele, he would not be allowed to be mafshit. In nimsot reifo, also litautolo. Suppose he finds it a reifo, so he's not allowed even to meet out lead, because since it's not Hosela Achille, so it's Mukse. So it's Mukse. Avol Mutal Mocho Leine Yehud. But if he wants to sell it to a goy without handling money, of course, so he's allowed. And without handling money and without moving it. Kideras, in other words, he tells the goy, oh, you can take it and to be yours. Kiderach sheitiru mechiro l'Yisrael, shalo yishkeil, he's not allowed to weigh it, l'yaskes chuzdomim, and he shouldn't mention the price. He just tells him, you will have it, and we'll talk after yonte. So in such a case, it's mutter. L'yaskes chuzdomim, v'neinu maminei, suppose he doesn't trust him, so he's even allowed to take a mashk in security. Wir starten Simon Topf, sag ich fest. Dini Schritte Biont, now Schritte is Mutares an Jonte, because it's im Loche, Lizirche von Eppich. So, in Marin Sakin Lichochon Bionte, Lireis im Huro Lischhebe, the Tigmore that Hopchessen Beite, that it was known that every Sheikhet had to show his Halet, his Sakin Shol Shrike, to Lichochon. So that the Chochem would be able to verify that he uses a good sakin for shrit. So an yontef mit rabbonon tzosach to show the sakin to the Chochem. Why? Shemo tiye b'gumo. Because in case the Chochem will say that the sakin is not good, and so it has to be sharpened. שהשמה תהיה בגומו, ואין עלי אוסו לשחית בו, מפני בגימו עשו, תחוכם might find it גם on the sacking, and the שייכת, in order to vindicate himself, before from תחוכם, so not that he'll do it במזית, but he'll do it בשייגת, בגילך ביחד, בידענו, במשחזת, so he will sharpen it, with the Mashchelis. Chochom, Bichochom Shero Sakin La'atznei. However, suppose that Talmud Chochom himself is a Sheikhet. So then, now he is allowed to inspect it, of course. So if he inspected the Sakin, he can lend it to another Sheikhet. Now today it's not known that every sheikhet before he shechts, he shows it to the Talmud Chochem. So maybe the practice is that the sheikhet himself inspects the sakin. So kolorets elishchei biyontev, if somebody intends to shech a behemah on yontev, so he cannot be beidik the sakin on yontev, even if he happens to be a Talmud Chochem, because bizman hazeh we don't have real Talmud Chochem. So mele he has to be beidik the sakin erev yontev, yibdik sakin in erev yontev, below the yontev shema yashchezeno. In respect to Talmud Chochem, Bidei Sorisheni, who was a real Talmud Chochem, so we are not gazing at Hashem Yashchezeno. But Bizman HaZeh, even the Talmud Chachomim are not what they used to be, so Mele we are gazing at Hashem Yashchezeno. So he's not, even if the Sheikhet is a big Talmud Chochem, he's still not allowed to inspect it on Yom Tev. But if he intends to shech the tanyon, to use the tanyon tev, to shech the behemah, so he has to inspect the erev yontev. Use akinim erev yontev, loy biyontev, shema yashchezeno. Miuim loy botkin erev yontev, bihu shasat chak, is yochel li botki biyontev. Because that's only a chumre. True that legabe litre didave, we say that bizman hazeh we don't have a real Talmud Chochem. That's regarding literally David. But regarding many things, so Bizman HaZeh, we have a Din Talmud Chochem. But here, so actually, literally, even the Talmud Chochem of Bizman HaZeh are allowed. But it's Shasat Chumre. So Mimele, if it's a Shasat Chak, and he didn't inspect it, Erev Yom Tev, so he can be beidiket on Yom Tov, as long as it is for himself. Yochel lehilich sakin behabeimo etzel tavoch lishchet. He can take on Yom Tov the behemah to the shochet, to shecht, but to the cotton shetzorich lehilichay al kseifei. So then it involves the tzoye, and there is a machleke between the Rabbanan and Rav Nosson. As like this, there is a loche chayim isi satsne. So if somebody carries a human being, so midraise there is no tzoye, no isar tzoye, because chayim isi satsne. How about carrying an animal, a behemo chayovei? So Rav Nosson says that the same aloha of Chaynesi Satsmei that applies to a human being applies to every Balchai. The Rabbonim say only to a human being who walks because of the will, but a Balchai who walks because of the instinct, I mean, he is not motivated by any will, so then we don't say Chay. And most Rishonim pasken like the Rabbanan of Rav Nosson, there are a few Rishonim who pasken like Rav Nosson. So that means that there is in Loche Deraise in carrying the Baal Chai. But on Yom Tov it's muta to carry, because Yitzoye, even Yitzoye Vishis Rabin, is in Loche Litzeh Echon Nefesh. And by Echon Nefesh itself, even if Efsha, Lasei say Merab Yom Tev, so the halacha is that it's muta beyond it. So that's why Machaber says that we cotton should solve like Lichay al Kseifei, and we don't pass like a Nosson, so it involves in Locha de Raise, Bafo Picho Epshel Lichamas Nail, Piroadin Shatavoch Yochlehili Hasakin Eitzel Abehemah.